98.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Whenever your mountain is so high, whenever your situation is so overbearing, whenever depression hits you, you need to speak to your own situation. God told the mountain to move. He spoke to the mountain, and the mountain said, the mountain will have to move. And when we begin to speak to our own situation, but you can't speak on your own authority, you must line up your words with the word of God. And whenever you speak to your mountain, whenever you speak to your situation has to change, because God has already given you authority. He gave the authority to Adam to name everything. And we who are created in his image and likeness have the authority to speak to our situation. And when you speak to our situation, that situation changes. The problem we have today is that we're going to everybody but who we need to go to. We go to all of these folk who claim that they can do something for you, but can't nobody do you like Jesus do you. Can't nobody heal you like Jesus healed you. So whenever your situation is funny, all you got to do is use the name of Jesus, and your situation will change. This may be part three. In 2 Timothy, we see something so profound that causes us to move, and it activates our faith to a unique position. What we need to understand is that when we activate our faith, something changes. Yes. Our situations change. Yes. Here's what we know. The enemy is Satan. And he is a master at using our fears to stop us, to bind us, and to rob us. John 10:10 tells us that the thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. He uses fear and intimidation to attack us. But here's what we know. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he has given us three things that will help us overcome fear. God's gift for overcoming our fears is a gift of power. Yeah. Through Christ Jesus, I can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. Everybody say, I can do all things.
I can do all things.
When we do all things, God give us the power, that authority to move mountains. And when we move mountains, we're moving our obstacles. Acts 1 and 8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. God is instilling his power, not your power. And that's where we mess up, because we think we can go up against the enemy with our power. But the enemy isn't concerned with your power. He's concerned with God's power, because God's power is the power that made him. And when God began to speak, stuff begins to happen. So when God uses his word, he causes what he created to respond to what he created. God created the heavens as well as the earth, the fish in the sea, the fowls in the air, and everything responds not to your word, but to his word. God has already ordained it from the very foundation of the world. So whenever God speaks, there's a reaction. And because there's a reaction, stuff begins to change. the elements of nature begin to change. God has a power over the forces of nature, and nature has to change. Every season don't change on its own. It changed by the spoken word of God. Let there be summer, let there be winter, and let there be fall. It just doesn't happen on its own. God said, let there be, because God speaks reality. And because God speaks reality, everything transpires. Everything that happens, happens because of what God has said when he said, let there be. God is instilling his power. We can say exousia power or dunamis power, fancy word for power. God is infusing us with his power. You notice when you begin to preach, when you begin to teach, you get power. You notice when you struggle in the midnight hours trying to get a word, God is infusing you with power. It ain't your power, it's his power. That power is called the Holy Spirit. Another fancy word called the paraclete, nothing more than the Holy Spirit. God gives us power. When that accident that should have took you out, that's something called the paraclete, the Holy Spirit, saving you from yourself. And what I love about the Lord, he ain't through with you yet. It was God who demonstrated his power by saving us. We couldn't save ourselves. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It was his power. For God so agape loved the world that he sent his one and only son, that whosoever inclusive believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God saved us from ourselves. And because of that, we are saved. And David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear. Everybody say, I will fear. I will fear no evil. What you just said, you just sent a message to the enemy that whenever he comes at you with fear, you've got a word from the Lord that says, I will fear no evil, not by my word, but by the words of God. And when you speak to your mountain, things begin to change. I am reminded of when the disciples were caught in a storm on the sea. This was not just any ordinary storm. This was a supernatural storm. That lake was only 12 miles long and 8 miles wide, and Jesus and his disciples could have walked that 12 miles. They could have went around it, but Jesus chose the disciples that he wanted to travel by the boat. And for some reason, a supernatural storm came up. The winds began to roll and waves began to impact the ship. And the disciples became concerned because they thought they were about to perish. But check this out. They said, Lord, he was sleeping. Jesus was sleeping in a storm. And what it says, whenever your storm comes, all you have to do is take your rest, because there's one who has power over the storm. And they said, Lord, he said, save us. Oh, you missed it. Who is able to save you from your sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now you know why he came into this life. When the disciples was in their storm, they feared for their life. Fear was all around them. Anxiety was hitting them. But they said, Lord, save us. When you call upon the name of Jesus, your situation changed. And when they said, Lord, save us, they were not only asking for physical saving, but they were asking for spiritual saving. And that's my point. We said, Lord, save us from our sin. And the Lord has you covered. Because the same Lord has power over the wind and over the rain and over the seas. And when he began to speak, the wind, the rain, and the sea had to obey his will. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, said, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love." What then? Y'all taking notes. What then? Or get the tape. What then? And what type of love did God give us to deal with fear? We are told that love conquers over a multitude of sin. You notice he didn't say one sin, because God knew that we have the propensity to do multiple sins. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's not a person in here that does not have a multitude of sins. But thank God, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above more than we could ask or even think. He covers us because he knew that even in the midst of our storm, he says, "I've still got you covered." Sin is a storm. When you separate yourself from him, you just got out of the peace of God into the storms of this world. And the storms of this world can rock you. The storms of this world can shake you. The storms of this world can hold you. But the peace of God will release you. The peace of God will free you. The peace of God will console you. The peace of God will revitalize you. The peace of God will regenerate you. But the peace of God can also save you. We are told to love our enemies. Do good to them who despitefully use you. And Jesus went to the cross for each and every one of us. And because he went to the cross, he said, that's a conjunction, which implies I'm about to say something important. If I, not you, not me, not the president, not the Supreme Court, he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. It was Jesus Christ conquering our fear as he went to the cross. He conquered death. Death. It's what the enemy uses to paralyze you. He says you're going to die tomorrow. Someone speaks something negative in your life. You think you're already about to be buried. Can I suggest something to you? No weapon formed against me and you shall prosper. When somebody speaks things into your life, you come back with the word of God and said, no weapon. Everybody said, no weapon. No weapon again. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It doesn't matter whether they have sorcery. It doesn't matter whether they have witchcraft. What does matter is that you got something higher, greater, powerful. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power. You use the power God has given you. Shake that stuff loose and do what God has anointed you to do. Because the enemy, the devil, Satan, does not want you free from his grip. He doesn't like my preaching. He's been trying to take me down for years, but God ain't through with me yet. And the more I preach, the more he backs up, because the word of God causes him to move. Take God's word. Take God's word with you, and your situation will change. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9.